Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington. In this episode, David talks about the Sacred Heart. In the New Testament, the heart is the source of divine operations which transform the Christian. John L. McKenzie. The devotion to the Sacred Heart proclaims a profound truth that is central to our faith. Jesus has risen and is alive now, bursting with love that pours out of his heart and into the hearts of all who would receive him.
Among the last words of Jesus in St. John's Gospel were these, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet learnt to believe." Throughout the subsequent centuries, Christian art has helped those who have not seen come to know and love not just the Christ who lived in history, but the Christ who still lives in majesty. As memories grew dimmer, Christian art became more and more important, particularly for those who were illiterate. The representations of Christ that dominated the first basilicas were of Christ in majesty, the Pantocrator, the ruler of all. This tended to make Christ appear as rather distant, until in the wake of the Crusaders, the Holy Land was opened up to the West, and a new spirituality began to flourish, thanks to St. Bernard and St. Francis of Assisi, that emphasized the humanity of Christ once again. Their influence can be seen in painters like Giotto, and in the great artists of the Renaissance. However, thanks to St. Margaret Mary, a new popular art began to represent not just Jesus as he was, but as he is now, with a glorified body bursting with uncreated love. The Sacred Heart is the same as the Pantocrator, but now he does not appear as distant, for he rules now with all the human love that filled Jesus while he was on earth, but transformed by what became of him in heaven. If devotion to the Sacred Heart has at times been trivialized by bad taste in the cult surrounding it, or the art used to promote it, it should never be forgotten that it proclaims a profound truth that is central to our faith. Jesus is not dead. He is risen and alive now, bursting with uncreated life and love that pours out of his heart relentlessly and into the hearts of all who would receive him. For two centuries, this devotion counteracted Catholic Calvinism, or Jansenism, as it came to be called, with its narrow-minded killjoy moralism, by proclaiming the love of the risen Christ in a way that even the simplest could understand. No one should allow their artistic sensibilities to prevent them from appreciating this profound truth that was revealed in a unique way to St. Margaret Mary. The Sacred Heart is not just incarnate love, but incarnate loving, who will transform all who will open their hearts to receive him.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app, or on many other streaming platforms.